afternoon. Thank you for all the times of worship. Thank you, God, for several songs that we have rendered, including the Equa Anthem. Thank you for this opportunity of gathering at your feet. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. Lord, we heard you speak to us very clearly. I will visit you. Lord, visit us again. Father, visit us again. Open your word to us by your mercy. Let it mix with faith in our hearts. Speak to us in the language we can understand. Lord, one thing we are asking you to do, please draw us nearer. The Bible says, blessed is that man whom the Lord causes to draw near to him. Lord, draw us nearer to you. Draw our heart nearer to you. Cause us to seek you now that we can find you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you very much. We give God praise for the time for us to gather this afternoon again. And we thank our senior pastor. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for watching over the flock and presiding over these revival services. The Lord will show you his glory and he will bring you encouragement on all sides in the name of Jesus. Our father, Baba Onamusi, had been introduced. He had been an encouragement to us at all times. May the Lord continue to renew you and Mama in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we will go ahead now in continuation of our study. You remember our theme for revival is, let the seeking of the Lord begin with me. That's our theme. And yesterday, I decided, as the Lord led us, to look at our overall theme as Equa from Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 13 is our theme text. But I said, we cannot take a text outside its context. So we spent time looking at the context of our text yesterday in order to give the text its own bearing. And you will agree with me that God, who said we should seek him, has not told us to seek him in vain. But this evening, I would like to now go ahead. Let seeking the Lord begin with me. Personal pursuit of God. If you are saying, what is the theme for our revival service tonight? Personal, progressive, continuous pursuit of God. Seeking God personally. Seeking God purposefully. Seeking God passionately. Seeking God for myself. That's what we are looking for this day. And before I will ask you to read the text, which is Acts chapter 2 that were given to us, before we get there, because what we are going to be reading there are the parameters of seeking God. But I will first want to establish that seeking God personally, pursuing God as a vital necessity, looking for God, being hungry for God, is a very critical point in having personal revival and corporate revival. So as a precursor to where we are going tonight, will you join me to read Isaiah chapter 55? Isaiah 55. But I would like you to be involved in reading the Bible this evening. And so when I read one verse in Isaiah 55, I will request you to read the second verse. We'll read it responsively until we have come to the end of that chapter. Isaiah 55, from verse 1 to 13. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and meek without money and without price. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you, because of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And be led forth with peace. Mountains and the hills shall break forth singing. Can you join me with verse 13 altogether? Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come to the, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. May the Lord bless the reading and the study of his word in our midst, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have read this particular passage as a precursor to what we are going to be pursuing. And this afternoon, we are going to be looking at the personal, passionate, progressive pursuit of God. Seeking God personally, inquiry, an inquiry of God as an individual. And it must begin with me right now. Now, Isaiah 56, as you see the whole of that chapter, again, it creates an hunger. One of the things that I've been so blessed with as I look at the Word of God is that God Himself is very eager. He's the one that is saying, come and seek me. And He will show you all the benefits if you will seek Him with all your heart. And as I opened Isaiah 55 again, I began to see, what is God advertising to me? What is God flashing in my very eyes? What is God asking me to come and collect when He said, if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me? What is it for? And that scripture outlined all that there is when you seek to meet God personally. And so without having to spend so much time into that particular passage, which I really wish you will take time to study on your own as we're in this process of revival. Did you see how chapter 55 started? Did you see how it started? It started with an exclamation. It started with excitement. It started as if there is something so precious, so glorious that you should not miss. It started with very, very interesting invitation. If I read it, as I would have loved to read it dramatically, you will have seen the way it stands. Who? Everyone that thirsted. Can I find out whether anybody is thirsty in this congregation today? Is anybody thirsty? Do you have any need in your life that you are longing that it will be fulfilled? Is there anybody who is thirsty for anything in this church today? Wave your hand. Now look at God's word. He said, oh, everyone that thirsted. When He used the word everyone, how many does that include? Every one of us. Which means there is sufficient provision for every man that thirsted. Everyone that thirsted, come to the waters. And he that has no money, come and buy and eat. Buy wine and buy milk without money and without price. Did you hear God in His great benevolence, unlimited, inexhaustible provision? God in His unlimited, unfathomable resources. He said, everyone that has it. It doesn't matter what is the intensity of your need. It doesn't matter how big your appetite has become. It doesn't matter how big is your stomach. It does not matter what has been your challenge. Let me ask you to read that again. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that has no money. So let me now say to you, lack of money is not a reason why you should not come. Are you understanding? Lack of resources is not a reason you should be excluded. What you have or what you don't have does not matter. All I'm hearing the master say, come to the waters. Come. You that have no money. Let me know here, say, it's because I have no money. Come. Come and buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. I don't know whether you're understanding that now. We will measure to you without price. We will give to you all that you will ever need without money. And then God began to wonder, and I also want to wonder with you in that Bible verse. Wherefore do you spend money? For that which is not bread. Wherefore do you spend your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen, hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. I don't know whether you are hearing God speaking in this Bible verse. Are you? Oh my God, are you? Did you see the passion of God? The reason why I'm beginning like this is always because if God is not passionate to have you, you will not seek him successfully. If God did not want to have you, where are you coming? If God was standing there to mark iniquity, can you ever come near? But this revival meeting that we are saying, then let us seek the Lord with all our heart, is because there is a hand stretched out by God. There is a loving hand that the Father is searching. And my first appeal this afternoon is that may God cause you to see that loving hand. May the eyes of your understanding be opened to see the mercy that has been stretched out to you. May you not refuse the hand that is stretched out to bless you. May you not ignore the loving call. Don't ignore it. I want you to whisper a prayer and say, Lord, let my eyes not be closed when your hand is stretched out to help me. Let me not be struggling with things that has no consequence when you have offered to me what will solve my problem. Let me not leave the reality and be running after that which is nonsense. Will you please pray and say, God, in this revival, I'm hearing you speaking so much. Yesterday he said, I will visit you. I will take you back from your captivity. All I just want you to do is to seek me with all your heart. And this afternoon again, I hear God as if before you begin to deal with all that it will take, all it will cost for men to seek God personally, help them to see that it is me seeking them first. God is the one seeking me and you first. God is the one who is saying, my friend, why do you spend money on that which is not food? Why are you wasting your labor where there will be no result? Why are you sweating up and down? Why are you gathering, and it is always in that basket with holes? How long will you go to the riverside with perforated buckets? How many times you will go to that water side and bring anything home? When will you be tired of doing useless things? When will you understand that heaven is waiting for you and look at you just roaming about in life? I see the cry that God is crying to bring us to a place of revival. My prayer this afternoon before we go ahead is that may God open our eyes. May the Lord do something that will generate a desire after him in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? These are the questions that God is asking. And if I were to ask you directly, if I were to pin you down just as an individual, and if you are not going to just dodge, and you are going to be sincere, if I ask you, why are you sweating up and down? Why are you restless? You are not yet 50 years, but you are fagged out. You have not gone far in life. The bitter things you have been eating is too much. Your teeth have been set on edge. All that heaven plans to give you, I don't know why you are always missing it. Why are you always on the wrong side of things? Why are you spending money on that which is not food? And if some of you will sit down and think very well, you will ask, all the money I have been earning, where is it? There are people that they don't know how to explain it. No family problem will come until whether the problem knows that money has come on your hand. As soon as money has come on your hand, there will be an entourage. Are you hearing me? To come and do what? Finish it. You are working, but nobody sees it. You are sweating, but nothing is happening to you. Why? These are the questions. He said, incline your ear. Come unto me. Listen to the loving call of the Father. Come unto me. And your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Because I've given him for a covenant, a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, you call a nation that you don't know, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you. Why? Because of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. I'm going to stop at verse 6. That's what is leading me to where we are going tonight. Seek ye the Lord. When? Why he may be found. I think you should all look at that verse 6. Seek you the Lord. Why he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Dear brothers and sisters, it appears to me as if in this Bible verse, verse 6, it has now placed a very critical consideration on what we are talking about in this revival meeting. There is a time to seek the Lord while he may be found. There is a time to seek the Lord while he is near. As soon as they introduce the word while, it means, you know, when you use the word while, it's a time-limited space. Am I right? Once they use the word while means as long as the time space lasts. Once they use while, that means it's not going to be for too long. That means a time is coming when you will like to seek God and you will not find him again. Which means there's a time when you will look for God, look for God, look for God, look for God, look for God. They say, sorry, it is not this time again. There was a time God was standing very near, just so that you can discover him, but your eyes were closed. You were busy pursuing nothing. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek him, call upon him while he is near. But the passion behind this revival today is that Baba is stretching forth his hand. He said, why are you running up and down? Seek the Lord while he may be found. There are times that you will seek the Lord, though, but it will be too late. May it never be too late for you in the name of Jesus. May we not wake up when it is late. I feel like taking a pause at this point, in this message. I want to take a pause. And what do I want to pause with? And why should I take a pause? I want us to take a pause to ask very personal questions. I want you to take a pause. I want you to take a very quick recollection of your life. I just want your mind to go a little back and just ask a question. Call yourself by your name this afternoon. What have I been doing with all my opportunity? Jacob, the father of the children of Israel, he went to Egypt when he was 127 or 37 years. And when his son, Joseph, who had become like prime minister in Egypt, brought him, this man had become so scattered in life to the point that, according to the way the Bible put it, Joseph brought his father Jacob before Pharaoh and he set him. I don't know whether you understand that. He set him. You know, when you carry somebody, you have to arrange his leg like this. You arrange his leg and arrange his hand. And you made him to sit. So the first thing that Pharaoh was asking Joseph, I thought it was a rude question. Instead of Joseph to say, Pharaoh to say, good morning, sir. Good morning, papa. You know the first question I'm asking? How old are you? Is that how to greet somebody? Is that to greet an elder? But Pharaoh could not hide his cry. He said, sir, how old are you? And what the man was simply asking is, excuse me, how old are you that you are so scattered? How old are you? How many years of your life have you consumed? And I see the man just tapped the mouth of Jacob, and he began to speak. What he said is a very big matter. He said, I am not as old as my father. My father was 180 years, and he doesn't shake like I'm shaking like this. I am just 127 years, and you see me like this. Few are my days, but full of woes. By the time he started recounting, he said, you see me in my life like this. This dislocation that you see that I'm going up and down with, this location, is my stubbornness. If you see how my family life is scattered, na me kosa. In my younger days, there's nothing I cannot marry. I was a young man that was daring. I married a senior sister in the same house. I married the junior sister, the same mother, the same father. You can imagine the kind of man I was and the trouble of jealousy that I faced. When the battles were so much, I married the house girl for my other wife. And the other one said, if it is a matter of marrying house girl, me also I have house girl. And so they would just, they just organize me and say, go and sleep with this man also. Foolish man that I was sleeping about. The question they were asking in that class, why have you spent your life like this? What are you getting out of all that you have been struggling with? And if eternity should knock on you now, how much of this thing will you take away? And what account will you give when heaven calls you back home and says, give us account what you have done with your life? I want to pause on this message at this point, because that scripture is saying, seek ye the Lord. When? While he may be found. Call upon him when and while he is near. I suppose that these few days of revival meeting, God is saying, why are you spending money on that which is not food? Why are you spending your labor on that which comes to nothing? Why are you living without a bearing? Why are you waking up, sleeping, and you don't know where you are going? Why are you like this? But what is the answer to this question? Seek ye the Lord. Why? He may be found. Look at that verse. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And let him return to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I just thought I should start like that before I now begin to say, okay, how do we seek God? Why he may be found? How do I seek God personally? How do I pursue God passionately? Why he is near? While I have the opportunity, how will I run my life in pursuit of God now that he is near and now that I may find him? But I wish when we start praying this afternoon, you will have taken a conclusive analysis, and let me see you making a personal decision. You know, when the prodigal son had spent all that he had and everything had finished and he began to be in want, to the extent that he went and joined the citizen of that country. And that man did not have anywhere to throw him than to send him to where they are feeding pigs. And he was so hungry. I don't know whether they are paying him salary or not, but whatever they are paying him did not carry him anywhere. He was so hungry that he was struggling to eat the pig's food. I have been trying to find out what does pig eat that a human being will like to eat. But he was still going to look for it. But I was told, according to scripture, no one gave him. You know the meaning of that? He was less valued than pig. He said, if you want to die, go and die. Don't reduce the ration of our pig. That was a man that is coming from a big house. That was a man that had everything at his beck and call. Then he sat down. He just asked himself a question. Why am I here? Even in my father's house, ordinary house servants, they don't eat with pigs. They had enough food to eat and even to spare. But look at me, here I perish with hunger. The Bible said he came to himself. Then he took a decision. I will arise. I will go back. I'm going to go back to my father. I will seek my father. I know I have shattered everything. I have destroyed all that could have been mine. And I don't think I have anything more in my father that I will collect. But even if my father should agree that I should be one of the house servants, not a son, but just his house boy, at least I will have enough to eat rather than perish here. That's how the young man stood up. I will go home. And he stood up. As soon as he stood up from that far country, why I'm telling you this is because as soon as you stand up in this meeting to seek God in your heart, heaven will meet you. As soon as by a deliberate step, you say, now I'm going to seek God. God is going to surprise you with himself. You will be found. God will be found by you. The Bible said, as soon as he said, I will go back. And he stood and left the pig's pen. Do you know whether he has ever brushed his teeth for the past 3 months? No. Chewing stick was too costly to afford. You say he could have caught one of those things in the bush and put the death to them and say, if you touch that dogonyaro again, now your papa planted it. By the time he was coming back, he had been shattered in life. But the Bible said, as he was a great way off, the Father saw him. God will see you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father saw him and ran towards him and grabbed him. Meanwhile, the young man is yet to make his confession. The young man wants to say, Father, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against my destiny. I have sinned against my everything. I have sinned. I'm a useless non-entity. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Father, I am not coming back to, I have no more place. This afternoon, that is the first appeal. And it's an appeal not to a congregation. It's an appeal to you. You know you. You know yourself. You know why God is talking like this. It's you. A lion does not roar in the forest if he has not seen a prey. Are you hearing me? God doesn't open his mouth anyhow and just be talking. Back, 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 back. God speaks because there is someone that needs to hear him. Yesterday, you may have responded to God. But this afternoon, God has come and said, why? So that's I'm taking a pause. Can you answer the question, why? Why do you spend your labor on that which is not useful? Why are you running everywhere, sweating, catching nothing? Why are you growing old and you are not going anywhere? Why are you just roaming in between, in, out, in, out, in, out, and nobody knows what is going on in your life, my brother? Why? Whatever it is, in this meeting tonight, God is saying, everyone that thirsts, let him come to the waters. Right? So, how do I seek God personally? That's the next aspect that I want to call on you to consider. How? How? Now, in the passage that we read yesterday, our Jeremiah 29:13, it says, when you shall do what? Seek me. The first thing in having a personal pursuit of God is to focus on who you need to meet. Who do you need to meet, please? The Lord. The Lord. You may be looking here and there, you will not get anything until you find him. So we will now take some quick illustration of people that sought the Lord personally until they found him. And the first illustration I want to take this night, I'm gradually moving. I want you to follow me to the book of Songs of Solomon. Let's go to, what do you call it? I think Songs of Solomon. Is it? Songs of Solomon. And I would like you to turn to chapter 5. Songs of Solomon in chapter 5. Whenever you are reading the Songs of Solomon, sometime, because of the way they put it, it may appear as if, what are they talking about? But I'm praying that in a short while, because I'm just passing through it, to go to where we are going tonight. But it has become important to draw your attention to it, because we are talking about, let the seeking of the Lord begin with me. Now, if you go to Songs of Solomon chapter 5, are you there, please? I will read verse 2. And I will read on a little until I have finished to where I want us to stop. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved that does what? That knocks. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister. Open for me, my love. Open for me my door, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. Are you with me in that passage yet? He said, I sleep, but my heart is awake. And what is making my heart to wake up? There is a knock on the door. It is the knock of the one who loves me. It is the knock of the one who cares for me. It is the knock of the one who says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anybody hears my voice and opens, I will do what? I will come in, I will eat with him, he with me. Do you know that every time there is a knock on your heart, there is the knock of the loving Lord. There is a quiet nudging. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks. And what was he saying? Open for me. Open for me. The old King James will use open to me. But let me read the New King James first. Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. Did you see all this appellation? Are you hearing me? Did you see the way this lover, our beloved God, see what he's saying is knocking? Open for me, Maria. Open for me, my beloved, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. Because my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night, I need a place to enter. I need a space. I need to enter somewhere in your heart. But did you hear the answer? Did you see the answer in verse 3? You are not there for me again. What is the answer? I've taken off my clothes. Oh. I've taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? How can I put it on again? I have undressed myself. How can I dress again? I have washed my feet. How can I defy them? Did you see a cold answer to a loving knock on the heart? I'm reading it because I want you to know where it ended. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He will not be there forever. But the lady inside said, I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defy them? My beloved put his hand in the hole of the lock. He put his hand by the latch of the door as if he's trying to do what? To open it from outside. He said when he did that, something was happening in his heart, in her heart. What did he say? Say, my heart did what? Were moved. My bowels were moved. New King James says, my heart yearned for him. But I want you to see. So I arose to open for my beloved. My hands was dripped with myrrh. My fingers were liquid myrrh on the handle of the Lord. I opened for my beloved. Alas. Alas. My beloved had done what? Had turned away and was gone. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hear his tender voice, my sister, my beloved, my dove, my love, my sweetie, whatever God calls you. If you don't open for him, it might be too late. You may eventually wake up because he said, my heart was moved. My heart yearned for him when he has gone. Medicine after death. When it is too late, when everything has now finished, look at the answer, look at the problem. I want you to read it a little more. I'm just using that to pass through. My beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him. He gave me no answer. He has gone. May the Lord not have to go away from you. If you hear his voice tonight, the Bible says, harden not your heart. If the Spirit of God is knocking and nudging you and say, my daughter, open for me. My son, open for me. Why are you spending money where there's no need? Why are you moving as if you're an orphan? Why are you not walking into the purpose of God for your life, my brother? And you wonder why God is allowing this revival service at this time again. He's saying, oh, my friend, open for me. Open for me. Don't postpone my coming to your life. Don't say another revival service is coming in July. It may not be there for you in July. Don't say this is a quarterly revival. If I don't do it this quarter, I will do it next quarter. Next quarter may never be available. Heaven is walking to time. Now listen. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Verse 7. So the watchmen who went about the city found me. I want you now, this is the next point. If you don't seek him now that he's calling on you, if you will not yield to God at this time that God is saying it is time to seek the Lord, it is time to seek the Lord and to seek the Lord personally and to seek the Lord as an individual and to seek the Lord as a young man, to seek the Lord as a young lady, to seek the Lord. It is your time. He said the watchmen who went about the city found me. What did they do? They greeted me. They shook hands with me. What did they do? Let me tell you. If you miss God, the world will be cruel to you. If you miss the Lord, the devil will not joke with you. I had a challenge that has made me cry for several years over one of the man that God gave me to raise up for him. To raise up for him. The day he was going to give his life to Christ, as I preached, it was very dramatic. And as he was coming out, God said, take care of this boy for me. I have a great work for him. And I remember when they all were coming to the altar, the Lord said, this boy, take care of this one for me. Because I have a great assignment for him. So as they came to the altar, they were finished praying. I led them in prayer. I went and put my hand on him and said, follow me. I said, do you know that your coming to Jesus today is a very critical thing in your life? And before you know it, God began to walk in his life very seriously. If I go here, they say, this is your son. God is using him here. God is using him there. God is using him there. And I was so excited that God has decided to do what he was doing with that life. One day, as a young man, he wanted to marry. And he brought a woman to see me. I was preaching in the city where they are living. So he brought a lady, said, excuse me, sir, and there's this sister. As soon as I saw the girl, fear gripped me. I said, hey! Fire extinguisher. Fire extinguisher. I couldn't hide it. You know, I couldn't hide it. I said, are you the one that they have sent to quench my song? The girl looked at me. Fear gripped and said, ah, no, sir. No, sir. No. How can I quench him? Hey, no, sir. I said, the way I'm looking at you, I think you are going to quench this boy. I'm not sure of this, your marriage. I wish my boy reasonable enough. Do you know what he told me? He said, sir, I love her. And she suits me well. She's the one that will feed me. Just pray for us. I couldn't stay. I said this. He said, yes. No matter how I spoke, I was a nuisance. When Satan wants to deal with you, he blocks your ears so that you will not hear. Guru, 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 guru. Everything was happening. But since I am the father, I still went. I went to pay dowry. Once the parent of the girl knew that his brother Billy, they said, we used to meet you in scripture union when you come to preach. If you are behind this, I wanted to say I'm not behind it. But how could I say that now? But the long and short of the matter, the whole thing, just as I saw. But now I said, two mistakes cannot make one right. If you miss one, come back. Don't keep going. Don't keep going. Don't keep going. Don't keep going. When you miss the Lord, the world out there is cruel. When you come away from the under the armpit of the Almighty, you are going to enter into the pit of hell. When the grace of God fails to work in your life, you will be confronted with grave. You know, they look alike. Grace and grave. They look alike, they sound alike, but they are thousands of kilometers apart. May the Lord help you to hear me tonight. May the Lord help you to respond to this personal pursuit of God. Though we are a congregation, God is speaking to you as one man. Look, he said, the watchmen who went about the city found me. They did what? They struck me. They wounded me. Why now? If you cannot help him, why don't you leave him? The devil, give him a little chance. He will not leave you as he met you. You don't shake hands with the devil and go scot-free. They struck me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls, what did they do? They took my veil away from me. They turned me naked. Then look at this man. He began to speak. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. Is that when to be lovesick? When the man came and was saying, my love, my dove, my this, open for me. He says, I have put off my robe. I have washed my feet. How can I defy them? How can I come up again? So, look at the daughters of Jerusalem that is going to answer. What is your beloved? More than any other beloved. Did you see that kind of terrible answer? What are you talking about? How special is your beloved than any other beloved? O fairest among women, what is your beloved? More than any other beloved that you so charge us. What is it all about? You have missed your chance. They were not passionate. They were not interested in her life. They just want to scatter her. All the description was now giving. His cheeks are like this. His this like this. His eyes like that. All of those descriptions. I wish they were description when he had found him. When a man has missed his own opportunity, he may speak in glowing language. Language of regret. He may be singing songs of defeat because you have missed it. May the Lord help you this day. May you not miss this opportunity. He said, behold, I stand at the door. And I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. So when we say seek the Lord, and it has to be personal, It means a personal opening to him. A personal response to him. A personal rising up and say, oh God, now that you are knocking on my life again, now that this revival meeting is talking about seeking you, seeking you, seeking you, what an opportunity for me. Lord, draw me nearer. Lord, do what? Draw me nearer. And do you know that as that was happening, the beloved has gone. At least in that chapter, I didn't see him coming back. It was a chapter that ended in sorrow for this woman. Not only that she missed her beloved, she was struck by dangerous people, wounded. The veil that is used to cover herself, they tore it apart. She became exposed. She became an exposed woman. Exposed to danger. Exposed to ridicule. Exposed to infection. Exposed to all kinds of troubles. Exposed to molestation. And even when you want to be talking about her Lord, hey, if you say, who is your beloved? Better than any other one. Some of you don't know that when you miss the Lord, where you will find yourself, if you ever open your mouth and a Christian, they say, what kind of Christian you be? If you're a Christian, why are you here? That's the kind of question. I want to beg you this night. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while his hand is still scrolling and say, call, open the door for me. Let me come. Don't go on like you are going. Don't carry this lukewarmness about. Let me come into your life. The last matter I want to raise now, we're now moving to our New Testament. And in the book of New Testament, we will read two verses and we will call it a day for tonight. I'm going gradually to where we are going to read in Acts, but we are not yet in Acts. We read Matthew first. Will you come with me to Matthew? Matthew chapter 5 is that passage you already know. But I will simply read that Bible verse. In verse 6, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What will happen to them? They shall be filled. They shall be filled. Every time you come to the waters, every time you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. I will be found of you. I am giving you a space while I am around. I am giving you this invitation while I am near. If you should seek me, you will find me. Particularly if you seek me with all your heart. And when Jesus was concluding on that sermon, and he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness. And if we want to follow that now and look at those who actually hunger for God, you will see a man like Moses, you see a man like David, and then you come and see a man like Paul. These are brothers whose hunger for God remained unquenchable until the Lord took them away. I perceive this evening the Lord Jesus is knocking. I perceive his hand is on the latch of the door of your heart. I perceive he's saying, why are you spending your money on that which is not useful? Why are you laboring on that which means nothing? Why are you running here, being struck here, being struck there? Your veil has been cut off. You are now naked. You are now exposed. But the answer is, seek the Lord. Why? He is here. Call upon him. Why he may be found. That's the answer tonight. And if Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door. If you open for me, I will come in. He said, your sins, your iniquities, I will remember no more. Let's settle the matter. Let's settle the matter. If it was for everybody, I would not have been worried. But it's for you. Say, come now. Let us settle the matter. Some say, but I have been old in the Lord. But you know that there's a dryness that has settled between you and God. And God is still saying, come back. Let's settle the matter. Some of you say, but I always try, but it will not work. He said, come. You don't have money. Buy without price. Come. Come. Come and take milk. Come and take wine without price. Come. Why will you be languishing when your father is saying, come? So as I conclude tonight, and as I draw you to respond to God with me in the place of prayer, and as I ask you to look at it personally, don't be religious about what I'm talking about. Be real. It's your Father that is calling you. He who knows the future that he has for you, he said, come. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the sinners forsake their sins. Whatever it was that kept that boy, the prodigal son, down there in the valley with the pigs, when he decided to come, Baba changed it for him. God changes people's story. God changes people's situation. God renews and restores. And this afternoon, it is already getting to evening, I thought it would be right for us to rise in prayer. And I will be singing that my song again. And you know the song. You will join me as we rise to pray. I'm trusting God tonight that you will hear his voice. If you have heard his voice talking to you personally, calling you and say, you are too far away from me, please hear him and respond. Have you heard the voice of the Lord tonight? Have you heard the loving call? Have you heard the voice of him who passionately cares and who paid all the price, who settled all your debt, and who is aching to have you, and is wondering, what are you doing? Spending money for that which is not food. Wasting your life where there is nothing. Getting entangled in the world that is passing away. Wasting your youth in careless, uncoordinated living. Have you heard the loving call of the Savior? Have you heard him say, oh, everyone that thirsted, come here, come and drink. Have you heard God saying, you don't need money, come, I have provided for you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you. Where are you? Thank you. Are you coming up from the gallery? Find your way down. Find your way down. Just run down. Zacchaeus. Today, I'm stepping into your life. I am coming to your house today. By God's grace, the Lord runs us prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.